used to. They haven't recorded, but I...
Okay, Simon Kuf Yud Tess. Siv Tess. Achar Berachas HaMazon, Mazgin Kais Revi. So after the Berachas HaMazon, we pour the fourth Kais. So Noigin Liftayach HaSadelas. And the minute is we open the door, Lezecha Shul Leil Shimurim, for Leil Shimurim. Right? Nothing to do with Eliyahu HaNavi coming. We just want to show that we're protected. Bein Mesiyarim Meshum Dover, we're not scared of anything. Ubeschus Hamunu Yavah Mashiach Tzidkenu V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishpay Chamosu Alav Dikachavim. And in that schus, we're going to have Mashiach. And Hashem is going to pour out His anger on the Gram. V'lochein Amr Shvay Chamascha. Achagach Maschil Nolaylanu. I mean, that's a whole Ashkafic thing to understand. Why do we care if Hashem puts out His anger onto the Goyim? But we could save that for the Vertalach, for the Seder. V'ayrim Keseder, and you say the Hallel in the regular order. Ukshamgiel Lahaydu. Imheim Shleisha. Afilu Im Ishto Yobanov. Shigiu Lachinuch. If you have three. Even if the three is your wife and kids that have reached the age of chinuch, yomer hoydu v'shnayim yanu. You say hoydu, and the other two answer k'mosh shomrim b'tzibur, the same way we do it in shul. Right? Many people, as far as I know, are not aware of this halacha. And when you have three people at the seder, which most sederim have three people, I would assume, then you should the one leading the seder says hoydu, and the other people answer.
What if the other people don't answer? So you should still say it out loud?
What do you mean? You should tell them to answer.
Oh, you should tell them to answer. Okay.
Yeah, they should know how to. They should know. They should know how
I
to
mean,
do
they
it.
Know it from davening all the time. So
yeah,
they,
I mean, you could.
It's not
right.
A foreign concept.
Correct. But they may not know how to. I mean, not everybody's been a chazan in their life. So they know when it comes down to having to implement, he's like, okay, how do we do this? So, but you could discuss how to do it, right? Yeah, so in the fourth kais, I think we mentioned this a couple of days ago, you need to drink a full revius, meaning normally you just have to drink a raiva revius in order to be yad to the mitzvah. That's another, right? We said another misunderstanding. People think they have to drink the whole kais. You have these pregnant women and people that are not feeling well. They think they have to drink the whole kais, et cetera, et cetera. But you don't have to. You have the right revius, except for the fourth kais. You want to have a full revius, because if you don't have a full revius, then you're not going to be able to make a brocha achrayna, right? So that's why. And then you finish the seder hagoda. Make me a shliach. Also, lishtay shum mashka. After the four kaises, you can't drink anything. Rak mayim, except water. We said a couple of days ago exactly what goes into the under the category of mayim, right? Seltzer lechayr is water. Shaila soda, tea. There's what to be makel with to have them, but it's not preferable. Second night you could be very makel. Emain shena chetavto. If sleep doesn't grab you, yomer achar agoda shir ashirim. You say shir ashirim, right? That's not an easy thing to do. And the truth is. You're not allowed to go to sleep, but if you're not tired, and this could be this Nageya this year, because I imagine most people are taking naps on Shabbos afternoon. If you're not tired by the Seder night, you're not allowed to go to sleep. Right? It's way more important to stay up a whole night by Pesach than it is by Shavuos. By Pesach, it's halacha. You're not allowed to go to sleep until sleep grabs you. Right? So if you want to go to sleep this week, maybe don't take a nap on this year. Maybe don't take a nap on Shabbos. Yeah, v'noyeg and chayin karen kriya shema shalamita. You don't say kriya shema shalamita. Rak parsha shema ubirchas hamapil lahayrois to show shul al shimurim on the mezikin. That's the al shimurim from damages. Ve'ein etzarach shmira, and you don't need any sort of shmira. Right? Yud. Misha ain't a nice shaisa yain kol hashana v'misha mazikli. Let's say somebody. Doesn't you can go, you don't have to.
I was.
All right. Misha, it's Kizah Shulchan Aruch. That's what you wonder. Misha ain't a shaisi yain
kol hashana tonight, he's got to stay every night.
Ah, there you go. Misha ain't a shaisi yain kol hashana b'nei mazagloi. If you don't drink wine because it's damaging, alpha pikein tzoruch litchek es atzmai lishtais arba koises, k'may shomer rabbi seinu al rabbi Yehuda bar rabbi Eloi, shahaya shaisi arba koises, pesach haya tzoruch lachkar tzedov at shvuas. He had to hold on to the sides of his head till Shavuos. I mean, komakam yochel mazgu b'mayim, but you can dilute it with water. Or you could have, it's literally raisin wine, otherwise known as otherwise known as grape juice nowadays. But we know that Ramosha held that it's interesting because in America it's very stark that we have wine. Maybe just Stamur Bali Taiva, but Eretz Yisrael, it's a grape juice country. They almost everybody in Eretz Yisrael has grape juice. But in America, Ramosha Paskin, there needs to be alcohol, which the Paskin can say it should be 4% alcohol at the minimum. Med im hu chamar medina. Yeah, you could eat med, drink med, and that's a chamar medina. So now it's becoming more popular. I've been finding that the shilas are coming up more with people that are allergic because we're very into allergies nowadays. And you got to drink. You can drink if you don't have a choice. So we got people this year drinking milk for the dalet kaisas and tea, coffee. If there's no choice, you're not mechuyev. You're not mechuyev to mamash get sick, right? Fine. Certainly, if it's going to put you into danger, Yud Aleph. What's saying? Where are we going to? To the end. Im nevet afikomen. If the afikomen gets lost, im yeshloi oid matzah me'elu shenasa l'shem matzah mitzvah. If you have more matzahs, so then yochem emer kezayis v'im lav yochem matzah acheres kezayis. Then you eat from another matzah, right? Meaning he matzah mitzvah the covered that were made mamish with all the kavanas for the seder. So this is good for the negotiations for those that the kids don't want to give back the afikomen. They're holding out for the negotiations. So you say, show them the kids. Oh, I'll get a different matzah. That's all. And you it strengthens your position. Yud base. Misha shaka lechel es afikomen. Somebody forgot to eat the afikomen. Niskar koydim birchas hamazon. If he forgot before birchas hamazon, afal pisha kvar notel mayim achronim. Even though you ate mayim achronim, you washed mayim achronim. Oshamar havlon unavarech. Or you said let's bench oichle. You eat it vein etzarach levarech birchas hamotzi. You don't have to make a new birchas hamotzi. Vafal gav daasaf daiti melechel. Even though you were masiach das. Which usually means that you have to make a new bracha. That's not considered hesach hadas. Even shul mechuyev lechol, since he's required to eat afikomen, but takadu rachmana kasamchinan, and we're being soimach on the table of the chachamim that since you forgot to eat it, and the halacha is that you have to eat afikomen, so therefore you don't have to wash again. But normally, if you decide to eat more bread, once you said that you're benching, then you have to wash again. But again, they're here, but to say that everything is controlled by what the halacha is. So the halacha is that you have to have afikomen. And we come out from Yeshu Litol Yoda, but you have to make the Tzidus Adayim, v'lo yivarech al Tzidus Adayim, but don't make a bracha. Let's say you didn't remember to eat, you remember to eat afikomen after Bar Priya Gofen of the third cause Yitul Yadav, then you have to wash hands. But Gamkein lo Yivarach on Atila Sidaim. Don't make Atila Sidaim. Yivarach Birchas Amoitz v'Yachu Kazayas v'Achakach Yivarach Birchas Amozon v'Yivarach Al Kosh Shlishi v'Yishta. I remember last year somebody came over after they had already finished the four kaisas, and they realized that they didn't eat afikoma. So what was the problem then? I don't know. There was a problem. I don't remember what the problem was. Avalam loy nizkarad lachas shaberach bayra priya gofen. But if you don't remember until after bayra priya gofen, al kais shlishi yishda es a kais, then you drink the kais, and then you would go with afikam. Rim rogav apam achar levarich birchas amozin beloy kais. If you in a dinner time, if you make birchas amozin without a kais, yitol yada v'yachal afikamen v'yivarich birchas amozin beloy kais. Aval im hu nizer levarach tamid birchas amozin ala kais. If you always make birchas amozin ala kais, ve'ata lo yuchal levarach ala kais mishum davi moisef ala kaisis, that's considered adding out to the kaisis. Then lachin lo yachal afikamen v'yismach ala matzah shachal tchilo. You hear? So that is the situation where you would not eat afikamen. Meaning because if you always make birchas amozin on a kais, and now you're not, if you're going to wash again because you forgot afikomen, you're going to have to make birchas hamazon on a kais, and then it's going to look like there's five kaises. Then better not to have afikomen, and then be samech on the matzah that you ate before. All right? Okay, that is it for now. Oops.